Welcome to today's episode. Here's a quick trailer for you. Be sure to stick around and catch the full episode.
Good. So this is going to apply to each and every one of you. Tune in, lean in. We got 18 minutes and 30 seconds of gold coming your way. All right, here we go. Enrolled, not sold. So first and foremost, when delivering any kind of presentation from the front of the room, one to many, the most important thing is building trust with the audience. It's the hardest component, but once you've developed trust and rapport, you can make a mistake, you can fumble around, you can make a poor offer. Opening up with statistics, trends over time of the industry, wow statements, things that have them lean in and be like, wow, really? And not just talking about me, my program, my offer, my coaching, me. By the way, me is a source of all human suffering. So turn the me into they and their problems and you'll make more money and you'll be happier. And again, I'm gonna give you an example of that here in a little bit. Okay, call to action. Again, I think this is very formulaic. It's 40% trust, 10% logic, 20% pain, talking about their specific pains, 20% solution, which is where you can start to talk about your solution. But notice how it's separate from the call to action. The call to action is its own very distinct step where you're asking them to take action. It is a call. I am calling you to take action.
Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to today's episode. We have this very special mini-series that I put together here over the next several episodes. What I did is I broke up a presentation that I delivered a virtual workshop at MGI Studios in Calgary for a high-level mastermind group where I broke down the exact step-by-step formula on how our team over the past 10 years have supported dozens of event leaders and helped them sign up over 10,000 clients into their various programs, resulting in over $15 million in revenue. So I'm going to break that down for you in a handful of modules, step by step. Some people have paid for this course, but I'm actually giving it to you as my podcast listener for free, complimentary. My invitation to you is to tune in, watch today's episode, and come back for the following weeks. And be sure to subscribe so that you remember to come back and finish this mini series. I look forward to seeing you on the other side.
Hey, we're about to get into another section that's potentially one of the most high leverage things that you can learn as a skill. It's a quick little side story. I don't know where the origin of the story is or how real it actually is, but there is a story that goes around that says Warren Buffett basically keeps like one thing on his wall, and it's not his diploma. It's a certificate from a speaking, training, communication type of program that he'd done, basically to make the point that investing in yourself and specifically in the skill of presentation and communication and delivery is the most valuable investment that a person can make. Again, I don't know how real that actually is, or people are just leveraging his name or some comment he made at some point. But the point I'm making here is our next component here is we're going to be talking about delivering your offer. Having an offer and delivering an offer are two different things. And maybe be specific here, I'm referring to delivering your offer one to many, as in this guy, you can see he's standing in front of an audience. So there's a one-on-one delivery, which we'll talk about in the next module, but this is going to be the one to many delivery. Okay, show of hands here, who here has spoken before? Whether you made an offer or not, who's spoken before on stage, like you've been in front of people, put your hand down. Okay, who here has never spoken in front of a group of people before? Okay, good, so no one here. All right, good. So this is going to apply to each and every one of you. Tune in, lean in. We got 18 minutes and 30 seconds of gold coming your way. All right, here we go. Enrolled, not sold. So it's a philosophy I learned from my mentor, Scott DeMullen from Destiny Training, which I'm going to give him full credit for this framework that I'm sharing here. Scott is a speaker trainer. You can look up his website, engagefromyourstage.com. He is not one of those mass market big seminar speaker trainers. He actually just works with invite only. He's had his career. He's been there. He's done that. But if you're an advanced speaker or you want to develop advanced speaking skills and you want to be considered for one of his boot camps, intensives, check him out. He's phenomenal. One of the greatest teachers that I've learned from in my life, for sure. So enrolled, not sold, this idea of having people do things for their reasons, not just because you want them to. I'm oversimplifying here. It's like, how do you engage in a way that's meaningful for them, not just you? So let me go big picture. What is the anatomy of speech? So I'm going to give you a framework, again, that I learned from Scott DeMolin of Destiny Training Systems. And this framework, write it down. It might be on the handout, but just write it down anyways. I'm going to go big picture. I invested a lot, significant amount of dollars and 4 days of like 10 hours a day in a room to learn and implement this. And I not only went once, but I was not that smart. So I went a second time and then a third time to make sure that I learned it. But it's not going to do it justice. I'm giving you the big picture here. And then, but I will drill in on the final component, which is the call to action, which is probably where a lot of you could benefit the most from. So first and foremost, when delivering any kind of presentation from the front of the room, one to many, the most important thing is building trust with the audience. It's the hardest component, but once you've developed trust and rapport, you can make a mistake, you can fumble around, you can make a poor offer. I mean, Alexander, I love you, man, but you have such great rapport with your audience. I remember watching a choice event, you just say the wackiest things and you do a good offer, but I think it's because you've built such great trust and rapport that people give you so much grace, right?
When
you,
yeah, it's a problem, actually. I often do not have to develop skills because I'm so intuitive. And so I'm actually really excited to hear what you have to say about this, because I'm totally clear. I am undermining my sales by not applying standard process. And I just have the blessing and the curse at being enrolling or whatever. So like, I can't wait to take something I'm good at and put a structure around it, because I could do so much better. But I think I fuck it up, quite frankly. I mean, the fact that I make money at my events blows my mind. Like, I think I have a lot of room to grow with my offer.
Perfect. Okay, we'll continue here. So anatomy of speech, first step is trust. What is the best way to build trust with another person? We've hinted at it before. It's the theme through this. It's talking about their problems. The more you can describe someone's problem to them, as well, if not better than they do, they trust you. I've said that a few times. I'm going to say it again. But it's not just their problem, but it's also saying in a way that is education-based for them, and also in a way that is going to have them lean in. And what I mean by that is use specifically, I'm going to give you an example of this in a moment, because I will deliver an offer and you will see these components at play. Opening up with statistics, trends over time of the industry, wow statements, things that have them lean in and be like, wow, really? And not just talking about me, my program, my offer, my coaching, me, 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 me. By the way, me is a source of all human suffering. So turn the me into they and their problems, and you'll make more money and you'll be happier. But one of the ways to do it is to be an expert of your industry that you serve. So if you are helping women lose weight, as an example, having an understanding of the industry at large and being able to share trends about the industry at large, or in dental practice, you know, share about dental practice or the lack of what happens if you don't have proper upkeep for your children with dental or whatever that might be. Being able to share statistics about the industry that you serve positions you as an authority and allows you to stay away from having to talk about yourself so much. There is a time to talk about yourself, and that actually comes in the logic phase. So the percentages are based on the amount of time that you have. You can scale up or scale down. You have 3 minutes, you have 30 minutes, you can scale this down. The logic is 10% of the allotted time that you have. After you've developed trust and you've built some rapport, then you can say a few things about yourself, who you are, who you help, how you help them, maybe some results that you've helped them produce, anything that's specific. It's just like who I am and how I help people. And it's okay to pat yourself on the back and point to the results that you've produced or helped others produce. But notice how it's like after you're 40% of the way into your presentation. How often do people go into a presentation and be like, I'm the greatest. I don't know who you are. I know nothing about you, but I'm about to tell you my life story and how awesome I am and how what I'm going to sell you is the best thing since sliced cheese, even though I had no clue what you need. Have you ever experienced that before? Let's be honest, like some form of that. Yeah, you probably didn't buy, did you? Yeah. People don't care. People don't care what you know until they know you care about them and that you can relate to what their needs and problems are. So yeah, there is a time and a point, but it's well into your presentation. Pain. Coming back to the pain. Going deeper into their specific pain. So the trust phase is where you can speak more broadly to the industry, kind of like the greater problem. And then the pain section is where you can speak specifically perhaps to their particular pains, that your solution is then the next logical step too. and then solution itself. So making sure that what you're offering them is an obvious, like, oh, this solves this problem. Because the saying goes, people do not want a hammer necessarily. They want to put a hole in a wall. If you've ever heard that expression, they don't really care about the process. They don't really care about coaching. They don't really care about the method so much. They care about how you're going to solve their pain or help them get what they want. How are you going to make it go away? So the more you can speak in terms of those specific and tangible concrete things in your solution phase, the better you're going to be. And again, I'm going to give you an example of that here in a little bit. Okay, call to action. Again, I think this is very formulaic. It's 40% trust, 10% logic, 20% pain, talking about their specific pains, 20% solution, which is where you can start to talk about your solution. But notice how it's separate from the call to action. The call to action is its own very distinct step where you're asking them to take action. It is a call. I am calling you to take action. So the call to action, notice how it's its own distinct step. Who here has perhaps struggled with that before? Like, hey, you're talking about your product, your program, and it's just kind of getting gray and muddled, and it's like, ah, what do I do next? Yeah, I see hands lighting right up right there. It's like kind of that gray zone. You want it to be two completely distinct and separate kind of components. And when you get to the call to action, it just is that, is the end of the conversation or the train. It's like, at that point, it just comes to a logical conclusion of next step. Alexander and I were actually talking about this at dinner last night. You build the case such that at the end, there's really nothing else that's left that needs to be said per se. And you allow for some space for people to make a decision or choice. Again, this is one to many, of course. This is different from a one-to-one scenario, but there are some similarities in that context. Okay, let me go back here. So what I'm going to do here in a moment, I'm going to kind of walk you through a little bit more, because this is going to be relevant to your exercise. We're going to dial into that last box, the call to action. I'm going to make the assumption that you have a presentation, you can talk about your industry, you can talk about yourself, you can talk about their pain points, you have your offer, which is the solution per se, but it's not the call to action. It's not the call to action. You have your offer, like, here are the components of my offer, and this is how it solves your problem. That's its own thing. And then there's the, hey, this is the next step for you to take. Okay, we're going to focus on the call to action for this workshop. Since several of you are either coming to the studio to do a one day, or maybe you're speaking at other stages, I would say if you have a premium offer, the next best thing to do is your call to action not to be like, hey, here's my $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 coaching program. But it's like, hey, let's have a call together where I can better understand your needs and provide some clarity or speak to the specific outcomes that you're looking for. And at the end of that call, we can determine whether or not it's a mutual fit for us to work together further or deeper from that point. So we're going to take a few minutes to go deeper into box, the fifth box, call to action. And then in the workshop here in a moment, you're going to be dialing your call to action, and you're going to be practicing your call to action. And we really just want to make sure that everybody has their 30-second or so call to action, because you can do all that, but if you don't have the last 30 seconds, then it's kind of fumbles. So making the assumption that your call to action in this case is going to be to have people book a one-on-one session with you so that you can have a further conversation, this is what I recommend. You actually want to make sure that that offer is actually interesting and valuable to them. It's not like, hey, let's have a chat. Hey, let's talk sometime. No. It is a hot session. It's a hot introductory session to what my services are that I can offer. You want to give it a name, a clear name, not let's the chat, right? It's going to have a name. You want to have a promise for what they're going to get in that session with you. Maybe even just a little bit of a preview of kind of some of the things you'll cover in that session, and ultimately invite them to book that session with you. And it's something that you can say in 30 seconds. Let me give an example. So this is actually an example from one of my friends. Her and I actually both know this gentleman. He was a mentor of mine many years ago. He's a dear friend of mine now. His name is Christian Michelson. He runs a program called Free Sessions That Sells and the Client Signup System. And he's very big on this, like offering an introductory session to get people to become clients. And so let me give an example of what he would use. So he would say, as an example, I help business owners. So it's who you help and how you help them. I help business owners who double or potentially triple their sales and their profits. And he would call it, just make it up, say, skyrocket your sales and profits coaching session. You see how there's a benefit that's listed in the name, skyrocket your sales and profits. Can you guys see that? Does that make sense? See, if there's a name that's more than just have a chat. It's like, hey, lose weight fast, find peace now, find love now, sleep 8 hours tonight. Whatever that pain is that you're relieving, Dina, I know. Feel stress be gone now, right? Stress-free life. Putting some illicit benefit into your naming, or at least a process. Is it more than just, hey, let's have a chat? You want to have a name to what it is that you're offering them. What is that you'll get? So in this case, in the session, you want to say how much time it's going to be. Hey, in this 45-minute session, in this 60-minute session, in this 20-minute session, we're going to discuss your business, identify what are the number one challenge or roadblock that's holding you back. And by the end of the session, you'll leave with confidence and clarity on what is the next best step for you. And also, if it makes sense at that point, we'll determine if it's a mutual fit for us to work together on a longer term basis. You see how that's a framing? So my invitation to you is to book an appointment. Here's my calendar link. Schedule it right now. And then it's going to be a Zoom call. It's good to frame it as well. Like, let them know what to expect. It's going to be a Zoom call or it's going to be a phone call. It's going to be X amount of time. Pick a time where you can be fully present. Any spots are limited. You always want to make sure people know. And will you promise to give me a call if you need to cancel or reschedule? Before I give you my Zoom link, because I'm not charging for this. Normally, I charge for my coaching, which I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, do. You normally charge $100, $200, $500, $1,000 an hour. I'm willing to give you this complimentary session. But what I ask in return is that you please honor the session. Give me a call at least 24 hours in advance if there's an emergency you need to cancel or reschedule. Is that fair? Most people will say, yes, that's fair. Or even if they can't respond, yes, you're still framing it so they know. And you see how all of this is much more than just saying, hey, let's have a chat. Let's connect sometime. Come talk to me if you want to talk about coaching. If you're interested about my programs, let's meet up. Those are very informal. You need to set a formal time to have a proper session, a proper hot introductory session. So show of hands, is this making sense to y'all? It's making sense. Okay, cool. I'm going to grab something real quick because I want to grab the worksheet and just kind of talk through it, because in a moment we're going to have each and every one of you just dial this in. Like, what is this for you? So on this worksheet, it's called the Call to Action Offer Worksheet. You're going to name your session. It's a hook. So I have an example there. Sales Flow Analysis. Client Growth Strategy Session. A Revenue Breakthrough Call. Again, notice how there's like something in the name that implies benefit or at least process. So that's your name. So have a name for the thing that you're offering as a next step for you. What is the result or the outcome that you help clients get? So I gave the example, hey, I help event leaders to double or potentially triple the amount of clients that they enroll into their mastermind programs within their multi-day enrollment events, as an example. Or I help business owners to double or potentially triple their sales and their profits. Whatever it is, you communicate what the benefit is, the result that you help them produce. Doesn't mean you have to help them produce that on that one session, to be clear. This is just what you communicate, how you help people. What you'll do in the session, so you could give a couple points. I would say 3 to 5 at the most. You can do one. Just say, hey, on this session, it's going to be 45 minutes. Maybe if it's a healing session, right? I'm like, hey, you're going to want to be somewhere comfortable because you're going to lay down. We're going to do a process together. And at the end of this process, we'll identify what the biggest hurdle or holdback has been for you energetically or otherwise. And at that point, if it looks like there's something that we can work on together long-term, is mutually fit, we can discuss that at that point. Is that fair? Great. Okay, perfect. And then you'll write your call to action and be really clear here. What is that call to action? Is it, here's my calendar link, schedule the appointment? Is it, here's my phone number, give me a call, which I don't recommend, they won't call you, or you're going to have to deal with phone tag? Or is it, hey, put in your email or fill in this form, give me your phone number and I'll give you a call? Whatever that is, just be really specific on what that is. A secure deposit, so fill out an application. Whatever that is for you, just write that in there. And then I gave a simple template there. Hey, I'll use one of my friends who runs a weight loss company. So in 40 days, help you lose 20 pounds or more, improve your energy, and create your summer body that you're looking for. So, you know, that's kind of like the big picture of what he does. And say, hey, in this session, we're going to do a body fat analysis, figure out a custom program for you, and then figure out if we can help you achieve your outcome. Anyways, it's all here. It's all in this framework. So here's my invitation. Just fill it out. Just a few extra questions. Take 5 minutes. Fill it out for yourself.
Congratulations on completing module number 3 of the 4-part series on how to get high-paying clients at your Next Lab event. Near the module here, there's a link you can click to download a PDF step-by-step process on how to deliver a high-engaging, high-converting 30 to 60 second call to action at your next live event so that you can get more people onto your calendar to talk to you about investing in your high-paying coaching or mastermind program at your next live event. So go ahead and click the link below here, download the prompt, answer the questions, and implement that at your next live event to get more high-paying clients onto your calendar. Have a great day. We'll see you on the next module.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.